Y en nuestro estudio, señora, señor, tenemos una visita muy especial. Con el permiso de don Mario Allende, que estaba realizando su programa, vamos a entregar algunos minutos con la voz de Susana Britan. Hay una razón muy simple. Fíjese que en nuestra ciudad se va a llevar a efecto un festival que está relacionado con los días culturales de Alberta. Y es importante que ustedes conozcan algunos detalles al respecto. Susana, good morning. Welcome to Corazón Latino.
Thank you, Mr. Juan.
Let me open the microphone now.
Hello, good morning, yeah. Mr. Juan Caroca.
Susana, I was telling to our listeners that it's very important. You are here because you had to let us know about the Cultural Day in Alberta.
Yeah.
What is it all about?
Oh, it's all about more things than we have time to talk about. But the big thing that it's about is an opportunity for everybody to come down to White Avenue for a big festival that is all free. It's a 3-day free festival, free food. Starts on Friday night, ends on Sunday. There's going to be a street dance. We're actually closing off White Avenue. We've got performers from all over the world, including Cuba. We've got Brisas del Palmar. And we've also got Orlando Martinez, who's going to be performing for you. And he's also going to be teaching you how to do Cuban salsa. And like I said, it's all free, all on White Avenue.
I don't have any time for to ask you something. You are saying already everything. Come on, Susana, give me some time to ask you something. How this festival born? When start you with this festival?
This is actually our second time being involved in the festival with St. John's Institute, but this is actually a provincial initiative. So the province of Alberta's Alberta Culture Ministry has created this event where places all across Edmonton and all across the entire province are given a certain amount of money to put on a festival so that it is free to people, free to families, so that people can have access to culture. I mean, you and I, we live by culture. Not a lot of people have that experience here, so it's meant to open
up. And this one is another way to show our root, eh?
This is, and our show is called Our Roots Are Showing. And of course, for those of us over a particular age, that means one thing. But generally, the roots portion of it in regards to this festival means ethnocultural roots.
And already, this celebration is around Alberta. That means that we have 3 days, but Calgary, Red Deer, and other cities, they have at the same time?
They have actually at the same time, but we kind of lucked out, I guess, this year because we are one of only 5 provincial sites at this level of venue. So we're called a feature celebration site. We're the only one in Edmonton. And the province, I guess, must have thought that we could do a fairly decent job of putting together a good show, a good experience for people all over the Edmonton area, because we are their flagship of venues this year in Edmonton.
Okay, you mentioned already some of the group that are going to have participation in this festival, but I would like you to mention about something about Chunkra, the Ukrainian dancer.
Yeah?
I think it's the most important group.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Okay.
It's very, very well now around the world.
Well, you know, St. John's Institute is a place that's made and built on connections. And so, of course, my background coming from being general manager of the Ukrainian Shumka dancers, we have lots of nice ties there. And of course, Shumka is very well known for contributing to the community. So they're going to be performing, but they're also going to teach you how to dance. You have to get up off your chair. You're going to learn a few things. They'll do it first, then they'll show you, and then you get to practice during the street dance.
So is that kind of a change, because there are some Cuban dancers there that are going to teach you how to dance salsa?
Yes, and the Orlando Martinez is just incredible. And of course, the band Brisas del Palmar, it's a group of 8. I've heard them perform before. In fact, they were here for festivals in the summer. Mm-hmm. We're so thrilled to have that kind of support from groups, you know, as far away as from Cuba. And also, we're thrilled to have the support of World FM, because without being able to let our communities know that this is going on, nobody gets to enjoy it. So thank you very much for the opportunity.
That's right. Susan, please, can you repeat where is going to take place, the whole scene, when and time, and the artists are going to be there? Please, just doing the way you did at the beginning. Please.
Before anyone was actually listening. We start on Friday, that's tomorrow, September 27th, and the outdoor show starts at 7 p.m., and that's an Aboriginal youth culture show. It's 2 hours. It's on an outdoor stage. All of this, by the way, takes place at St. John's Institute, which is 110 Street, and White Avenue. It's right on White Avenue.
That's right.
The Saturday is a 10-hour concert, back-to-back-to-back performances, vocal, musical, dance, etc., starting at 2 p.m., going until 10 p.m., and then there's a street dance. We've actually closed off White Avenue for the entire night to have a street dance played by a live band from 10 to midnight. We also that day have public beer gardens open, of course, so even if it's a little bit chilly of a night, there are public beer gardens, which will help us all to warm up. And, of course, Sunday, this is one of the crazier things that we've done, it's a celebrity pierogi pinching party. Now, you might know pierogi, varanike, all the different words you
Proli,
can say.
I can learn how to make it, eh?
Yes, that's
good. And then tweet it.
Yeah, you can, because that's exactly the idea. So the public comes and they learn to make pierogies from Edmonton celebrities, and then they get to cook them and eat them, and it's all free.
When you're talking about celebrity, that means people from the sport, people from everywhere, eh?
Yeah, we've got all three mayoral candidates actually are going to be pinching pierogies. Don Iveson, Karen Leibovici, etc. We've got leader of the official opposition, Raj Sherman. We've got lots of people in politics, sports. Gizmo Williams, you might remember from the Edmonton Eskimos. People from the Journal, the Sun, and all over the place. And of course, Rogers is going to be there with three media booths and their street teams. So with all the
And affiliates. Our manager, Roman Britton, is going to be there?
He better be there, because I've already told him that he's going to be emceeing for us all 3 days.
Suzanne, what we are going to do, we are going to stop here. But we are going to invite you. Hopefully, you are going to have some time tomorrow.
I will.
Do you?
Anytime for you, Juan.
11:30 here tomorrow?
11:30 here.
Excellent. So we'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, thank you, Juan.
Okay, thank you. Okay, bye, Suzanne.